Ben Thompson here on May 21st, 2021. I'm with Tanya Pomerantz, and we've been having a number of sessions since we were introduced a couple months ago by our mutual connection, Joanne. You are writing a book that's going to have a lot of impact for young women, a young woman who is looking for her place in the world, not to take all the words out of your mouth. We could ask you to tell us about your book concept, how it's going, and what highlights are really up for you right now and how it's coming together.
Well, thank you for this opportunity. It's interesting because I want to start with, well, I started this when I was in my 20s, but what we just came up with was, instead of looking at it, starting backwards, start at it right now. And so I'm taking a look at the introduction. And it's funny because I say, I'm not better looking. I'm older and I'm dealing with thinning hair, wrinkles, and extra pounds that weren't there 20 years ago, or bloody hell, 30 now. I'm in the same marriage, but I'm happy. I'm in a job that I completely love, but I had no idea existed 20 or 30 years ago. So what the heck has happened in the past 20 years? So I love that you just came up with this idea of putting it around on its head, like turning it around on its head. And I think that that's going to help me a lot, be able to kind of write from now, because now is a great place. Now is content. Now is secure. So I want to share, if I may, a really nice little text message that I got from a 30-year-old friend of mine. So a good 20 years difference. And we had a really long talk last night. And she said, "Thank you for being a true friend for me, for the beautiful reference, for the guidance, for the laughs, and for teaching me the importance of being true to myself and networking and my values. I'm so grateful for you." This is pretty much exactly what I want somebody else to feel when they're reading this book. I want them to understand that they're not alone in trying to figure out their place in the world, in trying to figure out what makes them tick, in trying to understand themselves and develop a sense of understanding so that they don't settle. So all of the things that I have thought about in my life that have galvanized me, that I've had a passion for, it's all about kind of empowering people to not settle. Because when you settle, you find yourself in places and situations that are very negative and can bring you down. And I think that by creating an authentic and living an authentic life and appreciating who you are, you're going to create this wonderful person, and you're going to give that to, I know this sounds crazy, but you're going to give this to the universe. That's going to come back to you. You're going to empower other people, and the world is going to be ultimately a better and happier place.
Well, Tanya, this sounds great. Now, if you were to frame that, like you were saying that out to you, how would you frame what you encapsulate, what you just said from a place of I?
What do you mean?
You will this and you will that. Can you put that framing to I and me so that you can claim your sovereignty in what you've accomplished in your life so far?
Yeah. So essentially, like, how did I go from being this insecure, unhappy, non-confident person with a serious lack of self-esteem to where I am now?
Yeah. Tell us about that.
You better read the book. There was a lot of work, and it was identifying that I was not happy. And it was a very easy thing to identify because I would go to work and it felt like my soul was dying every day. I would be always looking out at other people and thinking I never measured up. I wasn't good looking enough. I wasn't smart enough. I didn't have a car. Nobody loved me. Nobody would ever love me. The idea that it was so painful to think that I was so ugly and so unlovable that I didn't want to have a child because I didn't want them to experience this feeling. That's a pretty powerful feeling in a very negative way. And who knows? I may have birthed the person who would have found the cure for cancer or solved the Middle East problem. I shortchanged the world because I shortchanged myself. And I did the work. I do the work. It's a constant. We're all works in progress. And counseling helped on one level, but for me, I was ready and I accessed the coaching program with International Coach Academy. They told me it would change my life. I was like, but it has. It has absolutely changed my life. So now when people come to me, I am a source of strength, support, and hope instead of feeling that, you know, I'm overwhelmed by my emotions, which trust me, that happens all the time, but I'm able to offer that strength in a professional way. Does that answer the question?
Yes, it totally does. It's often, especially when a lot of your purpose is reaching out and wanting to support and help others, it can draw away from your personal story and your personal line of purpose. So that's why I wanted you to bring it back to yourself. And I love how you said you're doing the work, because it's true. It's an ongoing, it's a daily practice.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for that glimpse at this juncture of the creation of your book. And did you want to tell us the title, and you have a soundtrack to your life?
Oh, I want to go there. Absolutely. So the book is called Sex, Self-Esteem, and Sheer Stupidity, How to Survive Your 20s. And basically it's the journey from where I am now. And it's like the critical path that I took, but it's kind of looking at it from this angle. So it's pretty raw. It can be painful. It can be funny. And it's looking at life. I'm sharing the experiences and personal journey of struggle for self-awareness and self-esteem. And Bruce Springsteen supplied the soundtrack of my journey. He still does every day. And I use his songs as the framework of my journey to a happier life. I will continue talking about Bruce Springsteen as long as we have fun. Let's say it started with dancing in the dark, want to change my clothes, my hair, my face. And the fact that he said, you know, I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. I mean, come on. Still does it to me. And he got it. And so did, you know, when through Drive All Night, I drive all night just to buy you some shoes and to taste your tender charms. I just wanted somebody who would drive all night, metaphorically even, to do that. And I don't like shoes. I'm not a shopper, but I do like ice cream. And my husband has driven to many, many, many stores in order to find ice cream for me and make me happy. So I think I'm living my best life, as the kids say.
Your Springsteen dream life.
Pretty much. I've seen him in his Springsteen on Broadway show. I'm actually in the movie Springsteen and I. My little clip was part of it. I'm a moderator in the Everything Springsteen group. I've been on the podcast For the Love of E Street. He is an integral part of my life. He doesn't know it. I call it a one-sided love affair. My husband says that my husband, is number three behind like our dog, Bruce. And that's where he sits. It's not true. I can understand where he's coming from.
Thank you, Tanya. We will talk again. I just thought it was worth having a little snapshot right now.
I like that. I think that's cool. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.